It's been an agonizing year for disasters. Many people have seen images of hurricane victims, children living in poverty, and villagers in third world countries starving along roads. Glenn Lloyd is a public information officer for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP. He says Americans will lose millions of dollars to phony donation requests during the holiday season. Lloyd says many are quick to capitalize on people's sentimentality as they view horrific footage of disasters and warfare.
When you're exposed to pictures of hungry children or somebody making shocking statements or celebrity endorsements, maintain your control over your emotions and judge the cause on its merit. When in doubt, don't give until you check the organization out.
Lloyd says most charities register and file an annual report with the State Department of Regulation and Licensing, although religious and veterans organizations are exempt. And even if a charity is officially listed, your donation may not be readily used for relief purposes.
One of the first questions you should ask the person that calls you, are you a paid solicitor or volunteer? What percentage of my contribution goes towards salaries? Can you give me a detailed financial report? Are you helping people in my community? And if they don't know the answers to these questions and they won't send you something in writing, don't give them any money.
Finally, Lloyd says when in doubt, you can stick with established high-profile charities such as the Salvation Army. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.